Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweis. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Verdy Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweis takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Easter reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Easter scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White spins and fires to second, with Lapon covering, and has Rosen trapped. There's the throw to Kell, who tags Rosen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Verdy Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to third and picks off Simpson. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Garcia reaches third base with a triple. Boone scores. Tebbets goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stewart, and towards LePon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stewart, and towards Pretty, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. LePon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sternweiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 10-0, Indians. Hank Borowy now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Boone reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Kell scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Neil Berry now playing second base. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sternweiss strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.